you know, him and Reed. So that's what we do it. So they're going to get the bulk of that. And that's why, so if Jake Lucchini does both, he's not going to be out there, you know, that first row of penalty killers per se. He's going to get mixed in there for 20 to 30 seconds somewhere. So that's how you read it. And obviously, you know, we have to do what's best for the team and make sure we continue to win. And it's not say that down the road we can't change things up, and we won't. So,
going back to our penalty kill on how good it was this past weekend, guys like Neville and we gave Sturles the player of the game on Saturday night because he was so good.
Well, and you look at it down the road, and I don't like to look too far down the road, but sometimes you have to. And a guy like Reed Sturles reminds me of a player I had at Michigan, Luke Glendening. And Luke was, didn't really play on our power play, this, that, and another thing, and, you know, never drafted, yada, 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 but obviously plays a prominent role with the Red Wings right now. But he makes his living being a strong defensive forward who can chip in some offense and a top penalty killer. And I see Reed Sturles down the road as being a very valuable piece to a team in playing a certain role and a very valuable team. You need those guys, and I think Reed can play a role similar to that. Well, not like a, you know, other like a Maltby or Draper or some of these guys. So,
all right, we'll take a quick break. We have a couple more questions to touch on, and big promotions and the big series coming up against Bemidji. We'll touch on that too when we come back on the Mel Pearson Show.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game-changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Two things go hand in hand in the Copper Country in November, and that's the hunting season and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Get your deer camp beer, bait, and all your favorite munchies from Bucko's. Keep things cold with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. All 2 liters are 2 for $3. Make sure you stay warm hunting with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Sold only at Bucko's. Don't forget to purchase your hunting license fast at Bucko's as well. All sales do not include tax and deposit.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Coke Zero goes with things like this. This. And this. Coke Zero tastes like this.
He shoots! He scores!
It sounds like this. It feels like this. So when the game is on, try it with this. Coke Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste. Zero calories, zero sugar.
Well, we have a great weekend of hockey coming up. Bemidji State is coming to town, and the Beavers are number one in the WCHA standings. They have not lost yet in league play. They did stub their toe a bit this weekend against Princeton in non-conference play at home, but Coach Ceratori's team is a good one. They are they have the ability, I guess, Coach, as I look at them, is to be high-flying and have one of the best goaltenders around, too.
Well, they do. Bitzer's, I think that's all starts with him, and they've recommitted to defense, team defense this year. Now, we're starts with them. I mean, they haven't lost in the league. They're 11-0-1 in our conference and in first place, and they were running away with it. Now, we got a chance. We got a chance to pull them back towards us a little bit here with two important games. These are the most important games we played all year, and these will be two of the most exciting, best games that we've played, and a great opportunity for our fans to see some great hockey because they play up and down. They just get it, and they go, and they can skate, and they've got the three triplets of Fitzgeralds, and they got Harm, is a real good player. They got Bomb. They've got some outstanding players on their team. But all starts with team defense. They want to play as little in their zone as possible and play in your zone and use pressure on the forecheck. Very good in transition because of their speed and quickness. And that's what they bring, speed and quickness.
Are they still a team, Coach, that you talk about they want to get that puck out right away, that they will go ahead and rack it off the high glass to, just to get it out quick and then go?
Oh, they will. Okay. So it's almost like that quarterback who takes that two- or three-step drop. He can never sack him because he gets rid of the ball so quick. And that's what they want to do. They don't want you to have any opportunity to set up in their zone. So they're going to go back and quick up, whether it's off the glass or make a good play. So you really don't get a chance to forecheck them. And very similar to that football analogy I just made. So, yeah, but they're an exciting team. What we're going to have to do to have success against them is to force them to play in their zone and wear them down and obviously put pucks into an area where we can get it. So if we shoot it in, we're going to have to make sure we shoot it into an area and have people there so we can retrieve it and then play in their zone. If not, we can carry the puck in. Yeah. They've got good gaps watching them play both games this weekend. The defensemen are really up on you, so they make it harder for you to carry it in. They want you to dump it in. Mm-hmm. They're trying to force you to dump it in, and they're going to go back and get it out. So it's a little bit like a watching a tennis match. It could be going back and forth. But we have to establish some offensive zone presence this weekend in order to have some success against them.
So are they gapping up quite a bit in the neutral zone, forcing you once you get to that red line to get it?
They are, yeah. They'll play a 1-2-2, and if you go up the wall, that defenseman's coming right to you. He's making it tough on you to even have any room to play. But that's okay. We've run into a lot of teams that play very similar to them, and I feel good about our team and our team speed and how we match up against them. I think they're going to be two outstanding games. Obviously, Friday night is the teddy bear toss, so bring your stuffed animal. Does not have to be a teddy bear and all those bears that come on the ice. I think we're going to do it after the first period where you get to toss them out, and those will all find a home this Christmas. That's one of my favorite promotions. Yeah, so bring a few extra stuffed toys. You don't have to bring one. Also, we've got the food drive. If you can bring a non-perishable food this weekend for either game would be fantastic. And then obviously Saturday is a Econo Food game day. So they have 500 tickets. They'll start giving away Wednesday to Econo Foods to kids 14 and under. And it'll be fantastic. So it's always nice when you get the kids involved and have the opportunity to come to games like this. And those tickets are free. So there's only 500. So get to Econo Foods Wednesday. I'm not sure what time it starts, Dirk.
I believe 11. Noon is when they start noon, giving away. Yeah. I know we'll be there from 11 to noon. Okay. 11:30 to noon. We will be on the air. So.
Okay. So anyway, we've got some great promotions, and obviously these are our last two games for the year, so come on out and watch your Huskies, who we're playing a lot better. And I said, this is going to be one heck of a weekend of hockey, and we need our support. We had fantastic support in Alaska in both places, Dirk. It's amazing.
Yeah, big shout out to Beth Lynn and the whole Jaeger and all those guys that are part of Mitch's Misfits.
Unbelievable. They do a fantastic job, and our players really they see it, and they appreciate it, and they really understand that.
It is noon on Wednesday.
Noon
on Wednesday. We'll be broadcasting from 11:30 to noon right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Get your tickets. Blue Line Luncheon is on at noon too on Friday.
It is. And before I forget, I want to shout out to Margaret Markham and who passed away, and Jane Hedl works in our office, and obviously Devin Carroll's her grandson, and just the Markhams, and so involved in hockey here. So just our thoughts and prayers are with them at this time, and also with Bill Franti. Bill Franti passed away over in St. Cloud, and our thoughts and prayers are also with Bill and his family. And I remember Bill was a high school hockey coach in St. Cloud, and one of my favorite players, Steve Orth. Bill had him there. We tried to recruit Stevie Orth, and Stevie ended up going to the University of Minnesota. But Bill was always helpful and always giving names to me, whether I was here at Tech or at Michigan. But we're going to miss both those people, and our thoughts and prayers are with the families.
Absolutely. I would love to hear some of your recruiting stories, trying to get some of those Minnesota kids to Michigan away from U of M, away from Minnesota, too. That would have been a lot of fun.
Oh, we'll have some time to talk about that. But Anyway, we've got a great weekend of hockey, and it's so nice to be back home, and we're really looking forward to it. And I know our players, you couldn't ask for a better series to end the first half of the season here at home for us. So get your tickets, bring your stuffed animals on Friday, and then I'll obviously bring your non-perishable food so we can restock the pantries here in the Copper Country.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Don't forget Blue Line Luncheon on Friday at noon. That is the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Tickets available. Go to buyhuskiestickets.com or you can call 487-2073. We'll see you this weekend, Friday, Saturday night at the John McKinnis Student Ice Arena.